Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Mr. Joe Cocker singing us in there. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm excited about having Mike Wickham on the show, folks, as we're going to talk about something that in over 7 years, this is the first time we've talked about this, but it's about darn time we talked about this. And Mike is a columnist for the Aquarium Fish magazine, and we're going to talk about aquariums, specifically freshwater aquariums, because he has some information that I bet you don't know. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure it's like a dream come true for you too, isn't it, Mike?
That's right.
Absolutely. To be here. Mike, by the way, thank you for the aquarium. Folks, they sent me an aquarium. It's a 5 gallon what do you call it? Bow front?
Yeah, it's a mini bow aquarium.
A mini bow, yeah. And I'm going to set up my grandson with this thing, and get him started with aquariums. And I know that the aquarium folks are glad to know about that. But anyway, thanks for the aquarium.
We know it's really going to end up on your desk.
Well, you know what? Of course, I'm like everybody else. When I was a kid, I had the goldfish, I had the guppies, and we had guppies and we had baby guppies, and I had the fight. I remember when I was a little kid, that was when I think people first started collecting the Chinese fighting fish, the Siamese fish, I guess they called them in those days.
Yes.
There was another name, purple. What was the other name that they used to call those?
The Siamese fighting fish?
Yes.
Betta.
Betta, yes. Yeah. That's what they called them, yeah.
The scientific name is Betta splendens, and that's what it comes from.
Well, you know, I was just about to say that, and I couldn't get it out. Thank you for making sure that we got the scientific name out there. Okay, now you write about fish.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have a life otherwise?
Well, now and then. I'm a professional fish geek, though, so that kind of says what kind of person I am right
so
there.
So do girls want to hang out with you and stuff?
Fish geeks get all the hot babes.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'm glad to know that. I'm getting my aquarium going immediately. All right, give us some information about aquariums. Tell us a little bit about what you know about aquariums.
Well, why don't we start with the reason people keep aquariums. Probably the main reason people keep aquariums without even realizing it is that fish are relaxing to watch. Watching an aquarium lowers your heart rate, your blood pressure. There's a study that shows that a dentist patient watching an aquarium for 20 minutes will become more relaxed than the same patient if he were hypnotized.
Well, and also the bubbles in the filter drowned out the drill sound. See, you don't have that on your list here, Mike. You need to add that to it.
That's a good one. I think I will add that one.
See, you got to come here to get this kind of information.
Yeah, they've also found that high schoolers who keep fish have a GPA of 3.5 compared to non-fish keepers of 3.2.
Think about that, folks. If you want your kids' grades to go up, get them an aquarium.
They've always said that the fish are brain food, and I guess you don't necessarily have to eat them to get the effects, huh?
Well, there's a joke in there, but I'm going to let that go, Mike. But then non-pet owners have a lower GPA. Now, what's up with that?
Well, that's a good question. My guess is that people who keep fish tend to learn about a lot of other things. Like, for example, you have to learn a little bit about water chemistry. You know, you're going to learn about some biology, so you can learn how to keep the fish happy. You'll learn about some botany, to how to keep the aquatic plants happy.
You establish some kind of a responsibility for taking care of these things, and that puts you on a system where you believe that every day you have to do certain things, like maybe study.
Exactly. Become a responsible adult by keeping or taking care of an animal. And fish need some care, just like any other pet does.
Mm-hmm. What now? If I've got I've got this mini bow that you guys gave me, and I'm going to set it up for my grandsons. I have two grandsons, and they're little bitty guys. So, what do you recommend? What fish do you recommend we begin with?
Wow, there's so many choices. You're going to have a hard time deciding. I can name you a couple of popular varieties that are some good fish for starting. One fish that I like for a small tank like that is the platy. They come in all different colors, so you get a lot of choices.
How big are they?
They only grow to like about inch and a half.
Yeah?
They're not a very large fish. And, you know, the rule for an aquarium is to keep no more than an inch of fish per gallon. So you need to keep that in mind when you go fish shopping.
So an inch of fish, you mean no more than, so if I've got a 5-gallon boat, mini bow, I should get no more than a 5-inch long fish?
5 1-inch fish or...
Oh, 5 1-inch fish.
Yeah, 5.
So I should only have 5 fish in this whole aquarium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more fish, you need a bigger aquarium.
5 1-inch fish in a 5-foot, in a 5-gallon aquarium.
Or 3 2-inch fish, you know, something like that.
Just do the math. Huh? I wouldn't have thought that. Because
when you go visit the pet retailer and they've got their tanks full of fish, they'll have a lot more in their tanks there. But that's because most retailers are hooked up to a central filter system.
Right.
Pumping water in and out of those tanks 24 hours a day.
So even with a filtering system and an oxygenator, is still one fish per gallon?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And actually, when you start the aquarium, when you first set it up, you ought to only do 1/2 inch of fish per gallon because an established aquarium has helpful bacteria living in it that break down the ammonia that's excreted by the fish.
Right.
First set your tank up, so those bacteria aren't there yet, but the fish will be producing the ammonia right away. And if you put too many in at once, they can produce enough ammonia, or enough can accumulate to kill the fish. So you start with fewer fish, let the system build enough helpful bacteria to handle that amount of waste, and then add the rest of your fish, which is usually in 2 weeks.
Okay, folks, I'm taking all this down. I know you are, too. I just hear the little pencil scribbling away out there, Mike. Okay, now, here's an interesting thing. Tell us how old. Folks, this is the news that I bet you didn't know. Tell us how long a goldfish can live.
70 years.
What? 7-0, folks.
7-0, yeah.
Who has ever had a goldfish to live 70 years?
Unfortunately, not many, and it's a shame because so many goldfish are sold in this country. But there's no reason why more people can't have a fish that lives that long. And the simple thing to do is to make sure you provide the goldfish, you know, with what it needs. And a fishbowl just won't do it. You need an aquarium. You need to give them some space. You need some filtration and aeration. You need to change that water regularly.
Stand by, Mike. We're going to take a quick break. We've got to sell some stuff. We're going to be right back with Mike Wickham after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mike if being a pet store owner, like an aquarium owner, store owner, is a good business to go into. 20 after. Stay with us. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend Mike Wickham. He is now our official fish expert in our brain trust. And Mike, we've waited 7.5 years to have a fish expert, and I'm so glad you've become that now for us.
Thank you very much.
And I know you're happy about that too. Mike, give us a website. You want to give us your website?
Check out tetracare.com. That's T-E-T-R-A. CARE.com.
They're the nice people who sent me the aquarium, right?
Essentially, the aquarium. They make all kinds of aquarium supplies. They've got a lot of help online there for you. They've got e-minders that you can sign up for, and they'll send them out to you and let you know remind you when it's time to change water or maintain.
Probably also if there's anything we need to know about any diseases that's come up and how to deal with that kind of thing.
Yes, they've got some rapid response experts there where you can email them with questions.
Oh,
phone an 800 number.
Kind of like an FAQ kind of thing.
They've got, the FAQs up.
That's pretty cool. And that's
fish gallery.
Tetracare.com?
Tetracare.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Okay, being a pet store owner, I actually know of a fish shop where they sell nothing but fish.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good business to go into?
It can be a very good business. There are a lot of different size of stores around the country. Including some that are just huge. There's one in Baltimore called Aquarium Center. They've got over 700 tanks there.
Well, they got an aquarium there, too. It's beautiful.
National Aquarium in Baltimore. Yeah. Oh, nothing more fun than visiting a public
aquarium. It's magnificent. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that to sit down at the lower level of the ray tank and just watch people do it. They fly by.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Mike, how many fish do you have?
Well, right now I don't have nearly as many as I used to. I've got three aquariums, a 75-gallon, a 70-gallon, and a 20-gallon. They're currently all set up as freshwater tanks, heavily planted with...
So how many fish in those three tanks?
About 200.
Okay.
Total.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to do the math to make sure that you don't have too many fish in those tanks. But in my head, I'm thinking you got more fish than you said.
Well, I've probably bend the 1 inch per gallon rule a little.
Okay.
Bit.
We can't have that. I'm going to send the fish police in there to get you.
But I'm a skilled professional. Don't try this at home.
I got you. Okay. I see what you mean. Okay. What about services? You know, I would like to have. I've always wanted to have a marine aquarium. The fish are just beautiful. You can put all kinds of little freaky little things like anemones and starfish and things like that in there. I've always wanted that. That's always been like a dream of mine. But I know that they're much more higher maintenance, it seems to me. And if I do that, if I ever have a marine aquarium, I'm going to do it when I can have somebody come by and maintain it for me. Is that a good business to go into? Fish maintenance.
Well, there are plenty of fish maintenance services around the country, and for a person wanting to keep an aquarium and not actually do the work, you can hire it out, have somebody come in and they, like every 2 weeks or whatever, and change the water.
But that shouldn't be an issue for freshwater fish, right? I mean, they're easy to take care of, aren't they?
Well, they're very easy. I mean, if you have to spend more than 10 minutes every 2 weeks to maintain your freshwater tank, you're probably doing something wrong. I mean, it takes you maybe 5 minutes to do a 25% water change on most tanks. You know, take a little more on bigger tanks. It'll take you a few seconds twice a day to feed your fish.
Right. So if you're taking much more than that, you probably do need to get a life, right?
Yeah. It's much better to spend the time watching the fish than maintaining the fish.
But if you're in a big enough area, metropolitan area, where people have aquariums, you know, a higher concentration of aquariums, like in an urban area, you might be able to actually make a living doing the aquarium maintenance, couldn't you?
Well, lots of people do, yeah. I think a lot of those people charge something like $1 a gallon, you know, per visit to do the work, and so it can be a very lucrative business. And of course, you know, if you find somebody that you want to service your tank, make sure you check them out a little bit, because once in a while you'll get people signing up for those businesses that don't really know much about fish or business.
Well, exactly. No, you want to have some references. That's a good idea. All right. What if I just wanted to go get a couple of goldfish and put them in a bowl for my grandson? What if that's what I wanted to do? Is that all right?
That's not what you want to do, because a bowl is a very bad idea for a goldfish. This is a fish that can live 70 years, and they can grow larger. They'll outgrow a bowl very quickly.
But I mean, is it really important to have the oxygenator and the filter and all that stuff?
Yes. One thing that people often see is they put their goldfish in the bowl and they see him swim at the surface with his mouth open and closing up there. They think he's up there hungry because that's where the flakes go. Well, what he's doing is gasping for air. Used up all the oxygen in the water. So get him into a bigger tank with some filtration and aeration to keep him happy and healthy, and you can have him for a long time.
Right.
But the fish bowl is not a good choice. Now, there are some fish you can keep in a bowl if you want to do that, like the Siamese fighting fish, also called a betta.
Right.
That fish has a special chamber in its gills called the labyrinth, and they can breathe a bubble from above the surface and breathe from that. So when the oxygen level goes low in the bowl, it doesn't bother them at all.
Right. That's amazing. Give us the website again, Mike.
Tetracare.com. That's TetraCare.com.
Where do we find your column? In the Aquarium Fish Magazine?
Aquarium Fish Magazine. I write the freshwater Q&A column every month.
Mike, this is riveting. Thank you for being here today. I've enjoyed having you here.
I've enjoyed being here.
We'll do it again sometime.
All right.
Thanks. Mike Wickham, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and get your fish today, folks. I'm probably going to have one set up by the weekend. Quick break, right back with Mr. David Scheer. We're going to talk about your cash flow right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.